弟兄姐妹平安啊，有一个人讲过一话。Good morning, everybody. Oh, good afternoon, I suppose.
大家好。
I've got to find the right message here.
我等我打开我份今日个讲篇讲到个讲到。
It's good to be back here with you.
我开心可以同你喺埋一齐。
I want to tell you a little bit about my mother-in-law.
我想讲一讲我自己嘅外母。
My mother-in-law passed away last year.
我外母去年就过世。
She was 91 years old.
她那年那时是91岁。
Now she was always very generous.
她本身为人都很慷慨的。
As she grew older, she used to give all her money away.
咁年纪越大，就越嚟越俾多啲钱出去。
Our children got very big birthday presents.
有一年我啲仔女有啲好大份嘅生日礼物。
She enjoyed the blessing of giving and seeing their faces.As she gave.
她很喜歡去透過施予給人祝福人哋，同埋見到人哋面上的笑容。
She taught me to give generously.
她教我怎樣可以做一個慷慨的人。
God teaches us to be generous.
神亦都教我們怎樣做一個慷慨的人。
The Bible talks a lot about money.
聖經上常常都提及錢財的 錢財。
對不起。We are told to present our tithes and offerings to the Lord when we come to church.
当我哋翻教会嘅时，圣经常常提及我哋要十一奉献同埋俾其他嘅供物。
Do you ever wonder what the word tithe means?
你有冇谂过十一奉献究竟系咩意思咧？
Are you ever wondering why we give to the church?
你有冇谂过点解我哋要奉献翻俾教会咧？
It's because what it says in Leviticus 27.
咁我哋 PowerPoint 睇到啦，利未記27章30節。
A tithe of everything from the land, whether grain from the soil or fruit from the trees, belongs to the Lord. It is holy to the Lord.
地上所有的，无论是地上的种子，是树上的果子，十分之一是耶和华的，是归给耶和华为圣的。
In Deuteronomy 26:12, it says, "When you have finished setting aside a tenth of all your produce in the third year, the year of the tithe. This shows us that the tithe is 10%.
咁《申命記》26章第12節講俾我聽，每逢三年就是十分取一之年，你取完了一切土產的十分之一，要分給利未人和寄居的，與孤儿寡妇，使他们在你城中可以吃得饱足。意思即系话呢几两字话俾佢听，我哋嘅收入所收入嘅十分之一系要俾翻俾神嘅。
We say tithes and offerings because that means a tithe and in addition an offering。
咁圣经上咧，成日都连埋十分之一同埋特别奉献，因为我哋唔单止应该系十一奉献，其实我哋要系额外要俾多啲俾翻神嘅。
What is all this giving about?
咁點解我哋要奉獻咁多呢？
When you give, give generously.
當我哋奉獻嘅，我哋應該要好慷慨咁奉獻。
When my wife and I lived in China, there was another missionary there.
當我喺中國住嘅時候，有一個另外一個傳道人同我哋咁講。
She told us that you cannot give more than God.
佢話俾我哋聽，我哋根本冇可能付出嘅，冇可能多過神嘅。
Over the years, we found this to be true.
咁過往咁多年，我真係覺得呢個真係真嘅。
God always gives us way more than we could ever give back to Him.
神俾我哋嘅係永遠多過我哋可以俾翻神嘅。
Proverbs 19:17 says, "Being kind to the poor is like lending to the Lord. He will reward you for what you have done."
咁箴言19章17節都話俾我哋聽，憐憫貧窮的，就是借給耶和華，他的善行，耶和華必償還。
We need to be generous in our giving.
当我们给出的，我们一定要很慷慨的。
Deuteronomy 15:11 tells us that we must be open-handed, that the poor will always be with us.
申命记15章11节都告诉我们听，当我们付出的，给出去的，都要松开手，让一些贫穷的人可以得到饱足。
I'd like to tell you a true story.
我想跟你分享一个真人真事的故事。
It's about a little church.
是关于一间很细间的教会。
This little church learned to give in the country of Chile.
咁呢间教会咧，就喺智利呢个国家度，佢哋学识点样可以施予俾人。
In the 1980s, this was a small church of about 80 people.
1980年呢间教会系只得80个人嘅啫。
It was started by a missionary.
系有个传道人，个名叫做 Lyon。
The church giving each month was about $6. Dwebuchi, sorry.
No, my sentence wasn't good enough.
Oh, do it again.
咁 Lyon 有个传道人咧，系开始依间教会嘅。咁依间因为依间嘅教会嘅人数好少咧，同埋唔系好有钱嘅人咧，佢哋每个月咧只系可以嘅奉献系只得$6啫。
Where are we?
$6.
Okay. The church giving each month was about $6. They were very poor, and they couldn't afford to pay a national pastor.
咁因为佢哋教会嘅奉献因为系咁少嘅缘故咧，佢哋冇钱可以请一个牧师翻嚟带领佢哋。
There wasn't enough to pay the rent for the place where they met each week.
连交租都冇钱喎。
The missionary wondered how he could teach about giving when they had so little.
咁 Lyle 呢个传道人咧就谂下，我点可以教呢班人点可以去奉献翻俾班教会同俾翻神呢
？Then one day a new believer Manuel came to the missionary and said, "I've been reading my Bible and it talks about tithing. What is tithing?"
咁有一日有个新嘅信徒 Manuel 就同 Lyle 咁讲。我最近打開本聖經，聖經就提及十一奉獻。究竟十一奉獻係咩嚟呢
？The missionary knew that Manuel and his wife had very little.
咁呢個 Lyle 呢個傳道人咧，知道 Manuel 同佢太太咧係好低收入嘅家庭。
Their income came from the eggs that their 25 Rhode Island Red Hens laid.
咁 Manuel 同佢太太咧係靠賣蛋去謀生嘅。佢有屋企有25隻露得到嘅紅母雞。
Are you saying the same as me?
It is the same thing.
Okay, so the missionary took Manuel on one side and showed him passages in the Bible in 1st and 2nd Corinthians.
咁啊，依个传道人咧就拉埋 Manuel 一边，就打开本圣经俾佢睇几篇经文。
They talked about laying aside a portion of their income each week.
咁依两篇经文咧系教佢点可以佢嘅收入当中。摆开一部分献俾神。
The next week, Manuel showed up, all excited, and gave the missionary an envelope.
咁跟住嗰个主日咧 ，Manuel 就好兴奋咁样俾 Lyle 一份信封。
This is our tithe to God.
佢话依个就系我嘅十一奉献。
The envelope contained 19 cents.
咁 Lyle 就打开嗰份信封，入边有9毫子。
The missionary didn't think too much of this, but at least he was thankful that now one church member had started to tithe.
咁当然呢个数目唔系大，但系起码有一个新嘅成员识得点可以十一奉献。
Manuel later shared what had happened.
咁 Manuel 就继续话俾听，话俾 Lyle 听，究竟今个礼拜发生咗咩事
？Tuesday came around and there was no money for food.
礼拜二呢个过往呢个礼拜二，佢哋家里边冇钱买嘢食。
He and his wife were tempted to go into the tithe box that they'd started.
咁佢同佢太太系今个礼拜咧开始咗个奉献箱，咁佢哋都好吸引喺奉献箱度想喺嗰度攞啲钱买嘢食。
They resisted and they decided to trust God.
但系佢哋都信靠神，都唔俾佢哋自己咁做。
His wife went to the hen house and she saw that some of the hens that rarely laid had actually laid some eggs.
咁我太太咧就去咗个鸡窦啊。鸡笼去咗个鸡笼嗰度，就见到有几只鸡咧，系平时唔生蛋嘅，但系佢哋生咗几只蛋。
Later that day, a farmer came over and he wanted some fertilizer, and so Manuel went and cleaned out the hen house.
咁过咗几个钟，有个农夫喺隔篱条村话埋嚟，就话我想买啲肥料。咁 Manuel 咧就去咗个鸡笼嗰度咧，就搵啲肥料俾买咗俾佢。
Wednesday, his wife took what money they had.And went to buy groceries.
咁跟住個禮拜三咧，佢太太咧就拎咗啲錢去買餸。
When she'd got everything that they needed, she realized she had some money left over.
買完餸之後，仲覺得哦，知道其實我仲有啲錢剩翻落嚟。
She decided, just like a normal woman, that she would go to a nearby town and buy some shoes.
咁好似其他嘅女人咁樣，佢第一個反應咧就係去買鞋咯，要。
When she got to the town, she bumped into her nephew.
當佢去隔篱嗰个市嗰度咧，路途中咧就遇见到佢自己嘅侄仔。
Guess what? He sold shoes.
原来呢个侄仔系卖鞋嘅。
He gave her the shoes that she wanted and refused to take any money.
同埋佢就送咗俾佢阿姨，送咗一对鞋俾佢，唔肯收佢钱。
He said, "It's such a nice surprise to see you, Auntie. I want you to accept this gift."
咁呢个侄仔就向阿姨讲：阿姨，我见到你真系好啦，你不如收咗我呢对鞋作为一份礼物啦。
The next week, Manuel got the best-paying job he'd ever had.
跟住个礼拜 ，Emmanuel 咧就揾到份工，系一份好高收入嘅工。
That job was to last 2 years.
咁呢份工嘅合约咧系两年嘅。
Others in the church heard about this and they started to give out of their poverty.
咁其他教会嘅人咧就听到 Manuel 嘅遭遇咧，咁咧就佢哋都开始就奉献翻俾教会。
Within a year, the church was able to support a national pastor.
咁一年之内，依间教会都终于可以请到一个牧师啦。
Soon after that, they were able to support a missionary that went to the next town to spread the gospel.
冇几耐，佢哋足够嘅钱可以请一个传道人去隔篱嗰条村去传道。
The missionary was able to go then and start another church and spread the kingdom.
咁 Lyle 呢个传道人咧，就终于可以离开自己间教会，去第二度开始另外一间教会。
It's always refreshing to hear about believers who take God at His word.
我觉得好开心听到其他人可以听神嘅话。
It's good when people when people believe His promises.
好开心听到系好多人可以信靠耶和华嘅承诺。
It's encouraging when people demonstrate their love for Jesus through their offerings to the church.
我都好感动，啲人可以回应翻主耶稣对我哋嘅爱，奉献翻俾教会。
We need to learn that if we trust God, He will bless us.
我哋要学识信靠神，因为透过我哋嘅信靠，神亦都会祝福翻我们。
Now I'm not talking about giving to get something.
当然，我哋付出去嗰时咧，我哋唔系话我哋要收到啲乜嘢。
We give to God out of love for Jesus and what He's done for us.
我哋俾翻神嘅系因为我哋爱耶稣基督，同埋我哋认同佢帮我哋做嘅嘢。
And because we love Jesus and are faithful in our giving, He will bless.
咁当我哋系忠心嘅爱主耶稣，神亦都会祝福翻我们。
We need to realize too that God isn't raising money through people who will give.
当然，神唔系话想我哋去筹款咁简单。
God is raising His people to learn to give and grow in Him.
神系透过我哋去付出嘅，系帮我哋去喺属灵上成长。
When we become Christians, we enter into a relationship with God.
当我哋新做基督徒，我哋系其实同神有个亲密嘅关系。
That's when we realize what He's done for us.
咁我哋都知道佢做为我哋做嘅一切。
Now then we are full of joy and happiness.
咁当然我哋好开心啦，满有喜乐。
We are grateful and we want to give something back to Him.
同埋我哋好有感恩，想俾翻所有嘅俾神。
Now I said the word want, not must.We want to give something back to Him.
记住，这个最主要是我们是想给神，不是我们一定要给神。
As we give, we receive a harvest of righteousness.
我们给得越多的，我们的收获呢，就是公义。
This is what it talks about in 2 Corinthians 9, verse 10. Now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge...The harvest of your righteousness.
咁哥林多后书九章十至十一节，那赐种给撒种的，赐粮给人吃的，必多多加给你们种地的种子，又增添你们仁义的果子，叫你们凡事富足，可以多多施舍，就藉着我们使感谢归于神。
If you sow sparingly, then you will reap sparingly. But if you sow generously, so shall you reap.
如果我哋撒种系撒得好少嘅，当然我哋嘅收获亦都好少；如果我哋好慷慨咁去撒种嘅，当然我哋嘅收获亦都好多嘅。
Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 to 10. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked.A man reaps what he sows.
咁加拉太书六章七至十节话俾我哋听，不要自欺，神是轻慢不得的，人种的是什么，收的也是什么。 順著情欲殺種的，必從情欲收敗壞；順著聖靈殺種的，必從聖靈收永生。我們行善，不可喪志，若不灰心，到了時候就要收成。所以有了機會，就當向眾人行善，向信徒一家的人更當這樣。
You and I can throw ourselves on the promises of God, and we can grow in our Christian walk, and we can experience His promises.
我和你都可以依賴神，都可以知道他会遵守他的承諾，以致我們可以繼續去成長。
As we give, we grow.
我們給得越多的，我們的成長越來越多的。
Now, I've been talking about giving financially.
當然付出的、給出的不是單止錢那麼簡單。
I'm talking about giving from what we have been given.
那我是說我們收了的，我們都給出去的。
But there's 2 Corinthians chapter 8.
那哥林多後書八章這樣說。
Would you like to read that? Can you see it?
哥林多後書八章五節。一至五節啊。OK。我把神赐给马其顿众教会的恩告诉你们，就是他们在患难中受大试炼的时候，仍有满足的快乐，在极穷之间还格外献出他们乐捐的口恩。我可以证明他们是按着力量，而且也过了力量，自己甘心乐意的捐助，再三的求我们准他们在这供给圣徒的恩情上份有份，并且他们所做的不但照我们所想望的，更照神的旨意，先把自己献给主，又归附了我们。
You see, that last verse is very important.
咁最尾个节咧系好重要嘅。
It says in English, and they gave in a way we did not expect.They gave themselves to the Lord and to us. This is what God wants.
咁呢一節話俾我哋聽，呢啲人係俾多過佢哋所期望嘅。佢哋俾佢哋奉獻自己嘅生命俾神。
God wants us.
神係想要我哋嘅生命。
Now you know that I'm a missionary.
咁你多數都知道我係一個傳道人啦。
We always need people to work in missions.
咁我哋常常都要人去幫手去傳道嘅。
Now people are using the word international worker, not missionary.
咁啊，而家嘅好興就係講我哋係國際嘅員工啊，工人。
You don't necessarily have to be a pastor or an evangelist.
咁你唔一定要係做牧師先可以傳道嘅。
You can be a bookkeeper, a computer geek, an office manager, a teacher, or a guest housekeeper.
咁有好多工作等等都可以去服侍神嘅，當中有譬如會計師啊、整電腦嘅先生啊等等。
Give yourself and go。
你要學識點樣可以奉獻你嘅生命。
Now there are many ways that you can give to God by serving。
當然，我哋服侍上有好多方法可以俾到神嘅。
Believe me, it's a great life。
你相信我啊，服侍神係一個好好嘅生命。
Doing what I do is not a job。
我做嘅嘢唔係一份工。
It's an exciting life.
係一個有意義嘅生命。
Now there are some flyers on the table, as my brother mentioned, at the back of the church.
咁我哋出邊咧，我哋有個檔攤咧，就係有啲 flyers 可以俾你哋收下睇下。
There's lots that you can do if you want to give yourself to God that way.
如果你真係想服侍神嘅，係有好多方法可以服侍到神。
Now a tithe can also be a year or two in missions.
咁十一奉獻咧，唔係一定係錢嘅，可以係一兩年去服侍神嘅。
You can tithe your life.
咁你都可以十一奉獻你自己個生命。
Now if your life expectancy is 80 years, that means you can give 8 years.
咁如果你係覺得你會係80歲命嘅。咁當然十分之一就係有八年可以服侍神啦。
Now for you young people, I'd like to throw a challenge at you。
咁呢啲在座有咩年青人咧？我想挑戰你哋。
Turn your world upside down。
你将你哋自己嘅世界反转。
This love Europe thing is something that you younger people could be interested in.
咁你哋年轻嘅，你可能会对 love Europe 有一个兴趣。
It's using all sorts of different ways to reach young people in Europe with the gospel.
系透过福音去传道去欧洲呢个地方。
Come and see me afterwards if you want to know more about it.
如果你想知道多啲嘅，你可以一阵间嚟问我。
Now, if you speak Mandarin, maybe you can come with me into Russia or Eastern Europe next year.
识讲国语嘅可以跟我去苏联或者去东欧。
This is giving yourself to God.
呢个就系奉献我哋自己嘅生命啦。
But there are several principles that I want to look at from a financial standpoint.
咁有几样嘢我想你哋留意嘅。
The first is the principle of investment.
第一就是投资的原则。
We reap only if we sow.
如果我们的收，我们的收的果子就是我们是 only, 是如果我们，如果我们是想收果子，我们一定要是撒种子。
If you don't invest your money, it won't grow.
如果我们不投资我们的钱，当然是不会成长，不会生长啦。
If we don't invest in the kingdom of God by giving, there will be no blessing.
同一个原理，如果我哋唔识得去向我哋嘅天国去投资嘅，亦都不唔会有祝福。
We have to learn to give.
我哋要学识点样可以俾出。
Jesus spoke about this in the parable of the talents.
耶稣都喺才干嘅比喻教我哋。
I will ask my brother to read this in Chinese.
咁我哋不如一齐读啦。
I think better. Why don't you all read it? Can you all see it? Why don't you read it?
我哋一齐读啦 ，OK？ 一，我睇唔到太细嘅字。
一、二、三。
就叫了仆人来，把他的家业交给他们，按着各人的才干给他们银子，一个给了五千。一个给了二千，一个给了一千，就往外国去了。那领五千的，随即拿去买卖，另外赚了五千。那领二千的，也照样另赚了二千。你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多事派你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。那领二千的也来说：主啊，你交给我二千银子，请看我又赚了二千。主人说：好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多事派你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。那领一千的也来说：主啊，我知道你是忍心的人，没有种的地方要收割，没有散的地方要聚敛，我就害怕，去把你的一千银子埋藏在地里，请看你的原银子在这里。主人回答说：你这又恶又懒的仆人，你既知道我没有种的地方要收割，没有散的地方要聚敛，就当把我的银子放给银钱的人，到我来的时候可以连本带利收回，夺过他这一千来给那又一万的，因为凡有的还要加给他，叫他有余；没有的连他所有的也要夺过来。 把这无用的仆人丢去外面黑暗里，在那里必要哀哭切齿了。
That long passage was Jesus speaking.
咁当然，呢段经文系耶稣教训我哋嘅。
Jesus was telling us to put our money to work.
耶稣系嗌我哋识得点样可以处理我嘅钱财。
He said that the man went on his journey, and the man who had received 5 talents went at once and put his money to work.
咁当然有一个人系领受咗5000银，就即刻去投资去做买卖。
It's just like investing in mutual funds.
当然同投资基金都差唔多。
I believe that mutual funds are very biblical.
咁我都觉得基金系根据圣经嘅。
Look at Ecclesiastes 11:1-2.
不如我哋睇下传道书第十一章一至二节。
It says, invest what you have, because after a while, you will get a return. Invest what you have in several different businesses, because you don't know what disasters might happen.
咁传道书第十一章一至二节都咁讲，当将你的粮食散在水面，因为日久必能得着。你要分给7人，或分给8人，因为你不知道将来有什么灾祸临到地上。
We all have an allowance or a salary or stuff that we accumulate.
咁我哋都积累咗好多嘅钱啊，好多零用钱啊，同埋好多物件。
Jesus is saying, "I've blessed you. Now put it to work."
咁耶稣就话俾我哋听，我祝福咗你咁多啦，你应该用翻去服侍翻我嘅人。
Jesus is calling us to sow into the kingdom of God.
耶稣就嗌我哋喺天国嘅国度撒种子。
If we do that, it will produce a blessing.
如果我哋识得咁做，一定会做得祝福。
Now the man in that story who hid his money cannot reap what he didn't sow.
当然，如果嗰个人埋藏佢自己嘅钱，咁当然佢哋唔会有祝福啦。
So the lesson is that the more we sow, the more we will be blessed.
咁个教导咧就系我哋撒种越多，我哋嘅祝福越嚟越多。
Now, this isn't a get-rich-quick scheme.
咁当然我唔系教你点可以有多啲钱。
But the man missed the blessing because he didn't understand the principle of the harvest of righteousness from 2 Corinthians 9.
咁当然嗰个埋藏自己嘅钱嘅人唔明白，佢应该要撒种嘅，要识得去向公义去投资。
The people who are stingy or cheap in giving will not reap blessings because they didn't sow.
嗰啲人係鍾意係攞住自己嘅錢，自己嘅財富，唔識得去施予俾人嘅，係唔會有祝福嘅。
This isn't about the size of your bank account, it's about the blessings of life.
咁我唔係講緊你個户口有幾大，我只係講緊你嘅生命有幾多祝福可以俾到人啫。
We give because of the love of Jesus.
我哋俾出去嘅係因為我哋好愛耶穌。
Not to become wealthy, but to grow in our relationship with God.
唔係因為我哋好想有好多錢，但係我哋想同神有個親密嘅關係。
Do you know the God who loves us?
你認唔認識神係愛你啊
？Oops, that's the wrong one. I'm going the wrong way. Yeah. For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life.
咁約翰福音第3:16都咁講。神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
God loved us so much that He gave Jesus His only Son.
神系好爱我哋嘅，甚至佢自己嘅独生子都俾咗我哋。
God gave everything.
神有所有嘅嘢都俾晒我哋。
Jesus gave everything.
耶稣都一样。
If you've accepted that what He did on the cross was for you personally, you will want to give everything to Him.
如果你係接受到神係喺透過十字架做幫你做嘅嘢，係你嘅個人嘅救主，你會自然好有想係俾翻你所有俾神嘅。
Give of yourself or give of what God has given to you。
你要俾翻你自己，同埋俾翻曬你所有神俾你嘅嘢俾翻神。
We reap what we sow。
當然，我哋收穫嘅係我哋撒種嘅，有係撒咩種啦
？So my question is, are you and I sowing？
咁你同我係咪種緊啲種子咧？
We will reap only if we sow.
如果我哋撒种，咁先会有收获嘅。
Now there's the principle of identity.
咁第二个原则咧，就系特性嘅原则。
Galatians chapter 6 tells us that we will reap only what we sow.
加拉太六章呢就話俾我聽呢，我哋殺咩種呢就會有咩果子。
If you go into Genesis chapter 1 verses 11 and 12, we see that God said, let the land produce vegetation, seed-bearing plants and trees on the land that bear fruit with seed in it, according to their various kinds.
咁創世記一章十一節至十二節，神說地要發生青草和結種子的草蔬，並結果子的樹木，各從其類，果子都包著核，事就成就，這樣成了。於是地發生了青草和結種子的菜蔬，各從其類，並結果子的樹木，各從其類，果子都包著核核。神看著是好的。
The key is according to their various kinds.
咁呢個最留意呢就係要各從其類呢四個字。
Now, if you sow maple trees, sorry, if you sow maple seeds, you will get maple trees, right?
如果你係撒楓葉樹嘅楓樹嘅種子，咁當然你係有楓樹啦。
If you sow corn, you're going to get corn.
如果你係撒玉米嘅種子，咁當然你會有玉米啦。
If you sow wheat seeds, you're going to get wheat.
如果你係撒麥子，咁當然你又有麥啦。
But if you sow wheat seeds, you're not going to get corn.
咁你撒啲麥嘅，你唔會有玉米。
We reap what we sow.
我哋撒咩種子就會有咩效果。
If you want God to bless, you need to be sowing.
如果你係想神祝福你嘅，你一定要係撒種子。
If we want to have friends,We must be friendly, and that's when we get a harvest of friends and relationships.
如果你係想有朋友嘅，咁當然你係對人要一個好嘅態度啦。
If we aren't friendly, nobody will want to be our friend.
如果你嘅態度唔好，咁當然你係冇朋友嘅。
Galatians 6 goes on to say that if we sow to the Spirit, we will reap spiritual things.
加拉太六章就話俾我哋聽，如果我哋係向屬靈事去撒種嘅。當然我們的果子就是屬靈上的祝福和永生。
That's when we will reap blessings and eternal life.
個效果就是有祝福和永生。
But if we sow trouble, we will reap trouble.
如果我們是撒種子向邪惡就撒種子，那麼當然我們的效果會是邪惡啦。
And if we don't sow anything, we won't reap anything.
那如果我們連種子都不撒的，那當然什麼都沒有。
So we need to sow financially in the church.
咁我哋一定要幫我哋嘅教會去撒啲好嘅種子。
Now there's the principle of whoopsie daisies. Am I going the right way? Principle of increase.
第三個原則就係增長嘅原則。
We can reap more than we sow.
我哋可以嘅收穫係可以多過我哋嘅撒種嘅。
Now I don't want you to get all excited about this. I don't want you to get worried. I don't want you to worry when I say that the more we reap, the more we sow. 明白嗎？
咁我都唔想你哋太興奮啦。
People get uptight when we start talking about there being a reward in heaven.
有時啲人好着重我哋第時將來天堂會有咩嘅回報。
We may say it's nothing to do with my performance. It's all about grace, and this is true.
因為有時啲人咧就話：哦，我做咩都唔緊要啦，因為神係滿有恩典嘅。
We are saved by grace.
咁當然呢個係真嘅，我哋係從恩典救翻嚟嘅。
But I'm sure the question that God will one day ask us is, how did you use your life while on earth after you accepted the free gift of salvation that I graciously gave to you?
咁當然，終有一日你會面對神，神亦都會問你，我係救贖咗你條生命，你有冇好好地珍惜你自己嘅生命，俾翻自己我所俾你嘅嘢咧？
In other words, when you became a Christian, what did you do about it?
咁當你哋做咗基督徒，你做過啲咩咧？
We're going to be rewarded accordingly.
咁當然，我哋俾咗咩出去，神亦都俾翻俾我哋。
Hebrews 11:6, and without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists, and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him.
咁希伯来书十一章第六节话：人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐 那尋求他的人。
Seek God and you will be rewarded.
你一定要學識點樣可以尋求神。
Now the disciples asked Jesus. They said, "We've left everything to follow you. What's in it for us?"
咁馬太福音19章27節，彼得就同耶穌話：我已經躺下我所有嘅，咁我哋最終有咩回報呢？
Jesus tells him 100 times as much and eternal life.
耶穌就話俾佢聽，你嘅回報會係100倍咁多，同埋有永生。
Following Jesus and growing in Him pays unbelievable dividends.
學識跟從耶穌係可以幫到我哋有無數嘅祝福。
Following Jesus pays more than blessings.
跟住耶穌亦都有好多祝福。
God provides the increase.
因為神咧係一個加添嘅神。
Look at what Jesus did.
你睇下耶穌做咗啲咩啊
？He multiplied the loaves and fishes.
五餅二魚嗰時，佢可以加添佢哋啲食物。
He changed water into wine.
佢可以變水做酒。
He gave victory to the Israelites when they were fighting in battles.
啲以色列人打仗嗰時。少数可以胜过多数嘅。
God can bless you.
神亦都可以祝福你们。
He gives the increase.
因为我哋嘅神系加添嘅神。
Now I had a friend. He's a missionary in Taiwan.
咁我有个朋友，佢系一个台湾嘅传道人。
Now he was a Filipino Chinese.
咁佢本身系一个菲律宾嘅华侨。
And believe it or not, one day he took a stalk of rice and he counted the number of rice seeds on one stalk.
咁啊，有日佢就俾我睇一條米嘅 stock 啦 ，stock 即係總之米上高種嗰生嗰啲嘢啦，跟住佢就數有幾多粒米。
How many do you think he found? How many rice seeds do you think he found on one stalk?
咁喺一條咁嘅嘢度有幾多粒米咧
？100? How many think 100?
有幾多係覺得有
100
以上？
300? More, less.
多啲，少啲。
500 for one planted seed.
從一粒種子可以有500粒米。
God gives the increase.
因為神係加添嘅神。
My friend was just overwhelmed. He said, "Look how much God gives to us."
咁我朋友就好興奮，你話睇下神俾到幾多我哋。
If he does that with rice, just think what he can do with other things.
如果連米都可以做到咁啦，你諗下其他嘢神可以做啲咩？
So you ask me, the more I give, the more I grow in Jesus.
咁你会问自己系咪真系我俾得越多，我嘅祝福越嚟越多咧
？Believe it or not, I say yes.
我觉得个答案系啱嘅。
I want to tell you about the Chinese church in Krasnoyarsk.
咁有间 church 咧喺一间教会咧喺苏联嘅。
This is in Russia.
系喺苏联一个城市度。
Now in 1999, that church did not exist.
咁喺1999年，呢個教會係未成立嘅。
In the year 2000, they started to meet in an old lady's apartment.
咁喺2000年嘅年尾，有幾個弟兄就喺一個老婆婆嘅屋入邊聚集。
They grew too big for that.
咁好快咧，就好多人咯。
Then they moved to a library.
佢哋跟住咧就去咗一間圖書館度。
Then to the choir room in a church.
跟住就搬咗去間教會度。
Then.Finally, they went into the main auditorium.
咁原本咧系得间细房嘅啫，但系而家终于咧，佢哋就入咗嗰个会中嗰个主嘅会堂。
This holds 1,000 people.
系可以坐1,000个人咁多嘅。
So they grew numerically, and they also grew spiritually.
咁唔单止佢哋人数日日加添，但系佢哋属灵上都日日成长。
As they grew, they gave.
咁佢哋成长越快嘅，咁佢哋付出嘅越嚟越多。
One day they gave me a very big gift for my ministry.
咁佢哋啲人又俾咗我一个好大份嘅礼物。
I said, please give it to the Russian church.
我话唔好俾我啦，你不如送俾其他嘅苏联嘅教会啦。
But they said we do that already. You've taught us to give. You must take this.
但系佢哋话我哋已经做紧咁样嘅嘢啦，但系你系教我哋要识得去施予嘅，咁我哋想系俾呢份礼物俾你。
Now as they grew, they gave and they were blessed.
佢哋俾得越多，佢哋祝福越嚟越多。
As they gave to God, they bless me.
咁佢哋俾翻神，亦都俾翻祝福俾我。
In 2010, we celebrated their 10th anniversary.
7月26号，2010年就我哋庆祝佢哋嘅10年周年纪念。
Now, they invited over 350 people to a meeting at a camp.
350個中國人來跟他們一起聚會。
The market where they, where they worked was closed for the day.
他們自己的市場,平時工作的市場,那天就關了。
They rented 8 buses and 40 cars to transport the people to the site.
他們特意租了8輛大巴士和40輛車,去車人去這個聚會的地方。
At their own expense, they provided food and gifts for everybody.
教會都懂得用錢去給食物和禮物給人。
A preacher preached, and at the invitation to become Christians, 70 people came forward.
有個牧師就邀請人在座,看看有沒有人想做基督徒。
As they gave, they were blessed, and God gave the increase.
當日有70個人說想做基督徒,他們付出得越多的,他們的祝福都是越多的。
As we give, we change.
我們給得越多,我們自己的生命也都會有多的改變。
It's our attitude that is changed.
我們的態度是會有改變的。When
we become Christians, we become new creations.
當我們做基督徒,我們是新造的人。We
become kind, joyful people sometimes.
我們會滿有良善和恩慈的。It's
our attitude that is changed because as we give, we are filled with the vitality of Jesus.
我們的態度會有改變,因為耶穌是充滿了我們的靈。
A pastor in the United States was challenged to give away everything that he had.
有個牧師在美國的,他心有感動,是要付出所有的東西。
They weren't very wealthy, but they gave everything away.
他和他太太不是很有錢的,但他們也真的給了他所有的東西。
He said that within 8 months, they saw incredible changes.
短短時間,8個月,就已經見到有的效果了。
In their marriage, which became more intimate and pleasing.
這兩夫婦的婚姻就越來越親密。
In the church, as more and more people became Christians.
他自己帶領的教會越來越多人去信神。
He put his money where his mouth was, and God blessed him.
這個牧師真的付出了所有的東西,神就祝福了他。
He and his wife grew in Christ.
他和他太太繼續在基督裡成長。
Now, if I was going to hit you, that would probably hurt, right?
如果我是打你的,那就有少少不痛啦。
Action brings about a reaction.
當我們有行動,永遠是有反應的。
Just don't hit me back.
你沒有打回我。
It's a foregone conclusion, and I can say in all truthfulness that as you give to God, He will bless you.
我真的很想認真跟你說,你是給得越多的,神的祝福越來越多。
I'm not doing preaching about getting prosperous. It's not prosperity preaching.
這篇講道不是教你們怎可以繼續多些錢。
I'm not saying give and God will give more.
我意思不是跟神有個交換。
I'm saying so generously because it's good to learn to give things and money away because we can't give more than God.
我們要懂得怎樣自然去給出去的,因為我們知道給出給人是一件好的事,而且我們給出的永遠是少過神所給出的。
God gives us opportunities.
神是給我很多機會給我們。
He says, if you give money or yourselves, you will grow in your relationship with me.
如果你懂得給出你的錢和給出你自己的生命,你和我的關係會越來越親密。
Now when you look up the word tithe in the Bible, you will also get this verse.
當我們查回這個字,十一奉獻,我們就會看到這節經文了。
As soon as the order went out, the Israelites generously gave the first fruits of their grain, new wine, oil and honey, and all that the fields produced. They brought a great amount, a tithe of everything.
那歷代志下,35章第5節,預旨一出,以色列人就把初熟的五谷、新酒、油、蜜和田地的出產多多送來,又把穀物的十分之一送來的極多。
This is the law of the first fruits.
這就教我們頭生的都要給神。
If you give the first fruits of your labor, God will bless the rest.
是教我們怎可以給我們最好的回給神。
A tithe is 10%.
當然十分之一是十分之一啦。
The Bible tells us so.
因为教会圣经系咁教我哋噶嘛。
So when you get paid or you get your allowance, immediately put 10% aside for God.
咁你学识每个月你一有出粮嘅，你就应该要摆开十分之一系俾翻神嘅。
Offerings are over and above the tithe.
咁其他嘅特别奉献，咁当然系超过呢个十一奉献啦。
Give as God blesses you.
神要祝福你嘅，你应该要俾翻神嘅。
But don't struggle to give. Give out of love.
但系你俾出嚟嗰时唔好就挣扎，你一定要系。是有爱咁俾翻神嘅。
You cannot outgive God, the greatest giver.
你冇可能系俾出嘅多过我哋嘅施予者。
Now the Bible talks a lot about money.
咁圣经都成日都提及钱财呢个题目。
Please don't blame me for this.
咁你唔好赖我啦。
If this is your first time in a church, we don't talk about money all the time. It's just today.
咁如果你系第一次翻我哋教会，我哋唔系成日都讲钱嘅。
It's just because.I thought that this is something that you needed to hear.
但我觉得呢一个题目系你哋应该要听嘅。
Jesus knows that we are selfish people.
耶稣知道我哋一个系一班我哋人系一个系好自私嘅。
But the more selfless we are, the more we will grow in Christ.
但我哋系识得付出嘅，我哋嘅成长就越嚟越多。
So I want you to remember these things.
所以我就想你哋记得呢几个原则。
Investment.
第一就是投资。
We're investing in the kingdom of God.
我们在天国投资。
Identity.
第二就是特性。
We reap what we sow, so sow generously.
我们的果子就是关乎我们种什么种子。
Increase.
第三就是加添。
2 Corinthians 9:7, God blesses a cheerful giver.
哥林多后书九章第七节，神系祝福啲捐得乐意嘅人。
The more we sacrifice by giving, the more we grow in Christ.
我哋付出得越多嘅，我哋嘅生命就越嚟越成长。
The more Christ-like we become.
我哋越似神。
In the message by Eugene Peterson, it's a paraphrase of the Bible. It says this.Luke 6:38, give away your life. You will find life given back. But not merely given back. Given back with bonus and blessing. Giving, not getting, is the way. Generosity begets generosity.
咁喺有另一个版本嘅圣经呢，路加福音第六章三十八节嘅翻译就系话，我哋要学识点可以俾咗我哋嘅生命出去，因为我哋俾出我哋生命，我哋先会有翻生命。当然，我哋俾出嘅，我哋嘅收获会系加添嘅，会有祝福嘅。
Let's be generous in our giving。
我哋要学识点可以做一个慷慨嘅人。
Let's pray together。
系低头祈祷。
Now I mentioned that we give because of the love of Jesus。
我哋付出嘅，因为我哋爱主耶稣。
He gave everything for us。
主耶稣系俾咗一切嘅俾我哋。
We maybe go because of the love of Jesus.
我哋付出嘅，因为我哋系爱翻神。
You can offer yourself to serve God.
我哋可以奉献我哋自己嘅生命去服侍神。
So I have to ask the question.
咁我想问一个问题。
Is there anybody here today who would take up that challenge?
有冇人可以接受呢个挑战呢？
Nobody is looking.
冇人系睇住你嘅。
Every head is bowed.
个人嘅头已经望住地下。
If you want to say, God, I will serve you, I will give you myself, just slip up your hand. This is between you and God.
如果你有感动，你就想话神，我真系好想奉献我生命，我想服侍你。你可以举起你的手。
You're just saying, God, I will give my life to serve you however you want.
咁你只系话俾神听，神，我想俾晒我所有嘅俾你，想服侍你。
Now, is there anybody who wants to say that?
有冇人系想咁讲啊
？Anybody?
有冇人啊
？The other thing is there's maybe somebody here today who is not a Christian.
可能你有其中有一个唔系基督徒。
I would like to pray for you.
我想为你祈祷。
If you have not entered into a relationship with God and become a Christian and you'd like me to pray for you, just stick up your hand.
如果你系想我为你祈祷嘅，你系想同神有一个亲密嘅关系嘅，你可以举起你嘅手。
Is there anybody here?
有冇人想向我为佢祈祷
？Father, we thank you.
神，我哋多谢你。
We thank you that you love us.
我多谢你，因为我哋知道你爱我哋。
You sent Jesus and He gave everything for us.
你派咗主耶稣基督，佢俾晒一切嘅俾我哋。
Sometimes we hold back.
但係我哋有時咧，我哋會係埋藏我哋有啲嘢。
We don't give you everything.
我哋未必俾曬我哋一切嘅俾你。
Lord, forgive us for those times.
但係求你饒恕我哋嘅罪。
Help us to be generous, not only in our giving, but in the way we do things here on earth.
幫我哋做一個慷慨人，同埋我哋做咩事都好，都可以諗到別人。
May people see joy in our lives.
讓我哋可以俾到喜樂俾人哋。
May people be excited when they see how we respond to you.
當我哋點回應你嘅時候，俾人哋睇到我哋真正嘅基督徒嘅生命。
Bless us, Father.
祝福我哋。
Help us, Lord, to show you how much we love you as we give in various different ways.
幫我哋可以俾翻你，可以幫我哋回應翻你對我哋嘅愛。
And Father, if there is somebody here today who does not know you, give them the courage to come and talk to me.
如果在座有一個人係未認識你嘅，俾佢哋有個勇敢去嚟同我傾偈。
Because I know that knowing you is the most wonderful thing in the world.
我知道認識你係全世界最好嘅事。
You are reaching down to us and you want us to become a part of your family.
你係想我哋喺你嘅家庭入邊嘅。
So Father, bless us.
天父祝福我哋。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主名求。
Amen. Thank you. You did good.